Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. Arisha, you know my motto. I have it on several t-shirts. Mess with my money, I mess with your life.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was mess with me in any aspect of my life. I mess you up.
Yeah, that's a good point. But I only have so many t-shirts, so. And it looks like model Black Chyna also comes for people who mess with her money. She's in a very heated lawsuit with the Kardashians over the cancellation of her reality show.
Yeah, and her court date is just around the corner, and more power to her, but she is not backing down.
Well, I mean, she's doing it for her kids. All the kids. Everybody's kids.
This is why we don't have kids.
Preach. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Wednesday, April 6th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So Black Chyna is on a mission to clear her name and get that money. For a brief moment, Chyna was on her way to reality TV stardom with her ex-fiancé Rob Kardashian, but it got the chop after being sabotaged by the evil Kardashian family and their six cats, or so Chyna says.
Yeah, so her reality show, Rob and Chyna, aired on E! For just one season before it got canceled. And she says the show was greenlit for another season before the Kardashians stepped in and said, Chyna claims they spread lies about her abusing Rob, which led to the show being pulled. So in December of 2016, Rob said Chyna assaulted him with an iPhone charging cord by attempting to choke him with it. And then the following summer in 2017, Rob went on a social media rampage and shared graphic content of Chyna, including three naked photos, as well as accusing her of drug and alcohol abuse and infidelity.
This is just proof that you don't know who you're dating until things go south. Mm-hmm. Like, this is crazy, all of this.
Yeah. I always say the way to tell if a relationship is solid is start drama just to see how people react.
Yeah, that's a good strategy. So after the show ended, Chyna filed a lawsuit against the Kardashians for their part in getting the show canceled. She says she missed out on millions and she wants a big payout. Mm. She's claiming that the second season of Rob and Chyna was expected to pull in nearly $1 million. And according to court documents obtained by Radar, China is seeking over $100 million in just financial damages alone, in addition to another $200 million in general and punitive damages.
Okay, sorry. The show was expected to pull in $1 million, and in turn she's seeking $300 million?
Yeah, she actually consulted Jim Carrey first. And he was like, yeah, right. Go for as much as you possibly can.
And then he made out with her. And she was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. So on Sunday, China shared a statement to Twitter saying, I plan to refocus my attention on my trial against Kris Jenner and her daughters, Kim, Khloe, and Kylie. And the trial is set for later this month. It's just so funny that it's only these three.
The two least interesting aren't included.
I know. She forgot about them. She's like, oh, wait, there's two more?
We all say that. So China also added, when they got my number one hit show killed back in January 2017, that not only hurt me financially and emotionally, that hurt my beautiful kids. Kids is in all caps.
I love when you yell all caps. It's one of my favorite things.
That's the reason all caps is here. So her show was actually initially pretty popular, but ratings supposedly dwindled as the episodes went on and ended with half the viewers it started with. Mm. The Guardian wrote a review calling her reality show painfully dull and astoundingly depressing. Did you watch any of it?
Yeah, we talked about this. I know I watched some of it, honestly, I don't remember if I watched it or if I just saw them on Keeping Up with the Kardashians and thought maybe I watched it.
It's a blur. It is a blur. And it's hard. I feel like I tuned in for maybe the first episode.
Yeah.
And then never came back. But I don't remember. Like you said, it does blur together.
I feel like if this was all happening during the show, probably would have kept its ratings, sadly enough.
Yeah, well. You know, America loves drama.
Of course.
So China's attorney, Lin Xiani, also gave a statement about the suit saying, China will prove to the jury that all four defendants defamed her by falsely accusing her of physically abusing Rob and then using that lie to get her number one hit show, Rob in China, canceled by the E! Network and NBC Universal. Now, China also has a separate suit against Rob for the revenge porn he posted to social media. And her lawyer said this jury trial will take place after the end of her trial with Kris, Kim, Khloe, and Kylie.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I was like, why is she not mad about the revenge porn? Like, why are we not focusing on that part?
I know. That's super problematic.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. I love that all of these quotes include number one hit show.
I mean, E! Is not even a number one hit network. Let's be really honest. Come on.
I mean, Rich and Daily is our number one hit show.
Yeah,
our number one hit daily show.
Exactly. So interestingly enough, China and her lawyer have subpoenaed TV host Ryan Seacrest to serve as a witness in this case. As you know, I famously met Ryan a couple years back. We're friends now, obviously.
Good friends.
We're adapting Rich and Daily into a reality show for E.
For E.
So Ryan was an executive producer on Rob in China, and he's set to be questioned by China's lawyer for 30 minutes during the jury trial.
I like to imagine he was like, fine, I'll go, but I'm giving you only 30 minutes.
He doesn't have 30 minutes. This man
not
hosts
even
1,000 shows.
I genuinely do not know how he does it. So Ryan also served as an executive producer on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, as well as every show on the E! Network, I believe.
Yeah.
And in court documents obtained by Radar, China claims that Khloe and other family members essentially bullied Ryan and his production company into getting China's show taken off the air. She says they threatened to pull the plug on Keeping Up with the Kardashians if China's deal wasn't terminated. Mm. I mean, obviously, Keeping Up was one of E's bigger moneymaker items, and they wouldn't want to lose it, even though they did end up losing it because it went to Hulu. I don't know. China's lawyer will also be allowed to grill vice president of NBC Universal, Francis Berwick, as well as the former vice president of E! Network, Damla Dogan.
This doesn't make sense to me because why would Ryan want a show to get canceled that he's producing?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if there's one person in Hollywood who's more powerful than Kris Jenner, it's Ryan Seacrest.
I'd say equal power.
You think?
I feel like she's got him tied in a chair. And she was like, had a gun to his head, and she was like, you cancel this show.
Oh, is that why he was tied up on Ryan and Kelly?
Yeah, and when you famously met him, did you not notice the tape around his mouth?
I didn't, no. I don't care about other people. Just kidding. So, the this whole thing is obviously really, really messy. But yeah. China says she's going to court to stand up for her legal rights and to set an example for her kids.
Yeah, so she has two children. She's got a 5-year-old daughter named Dream with Rob. And then she has a 9-year-old son named King Cairo she has with rapper Tyga. And for background, anybody who knows the Kardashians knows this twisted mess. Tyga dated Rob's sister Kylie Jenner shortly after his relationship with China ended, which was very dramatic. We got some problematic quotes from some people. We won't get into that. But in her Twitter statement, China says she wants to show her kids what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. And as to what the Kardashians did is so wrong. She says, at the end of the trial, I'm going to be able to proudly tell King and Dream that I did everything I could to right the wrong that was done to me. And that in life, it is my hope that they will be able to stand up for themselves when it matters too.
And Dream was like, no, I didn't get a queen in front of my name. So
I know. Why is he King Cairo and she's just Dream?
Like, damn. So speaking of China's kids, she has been making headlines for her claims about being a single parent. Mm-hmm. Last Wednesday, this got real juicy. Mm-hmm. China tweeted, I had to give up 3 of my cars, my reasons, morals, beliefs, being a single mother, no support. I'm a mama. Sorry to our sound designer for that. China added that she's single with no child support, but Rob and Tyga were like, hold up. Let's take
it back. Wait a minute. Yeah. Am I an idiot? When I read this, I was like, is she?
Oh, there's more.
I hate you. She was like, I read 3 cars and then she named morals, beliefs, and reasons. And for some reason, I thought she had named her cars this.
We don't know that she didn't.
True. We don't.
You might be blowing the top off this whole story.
Extra, extra. Okay, so Tyga, who's the father of their son, King Cairo, he pushed back right away, writing, I pay $40,000 a year for my son's school, and he lives with me Monday through Saturday. He then asked, why would I pay child support, LOL? And then Rob also spoke up, tweeting, I pay $37,000 a year for my daughter's school. I handle every single medical expense. I pay for all her extracurricular activities. He also added, I have my daughter Tuesday through Saturday. Why would I pay child support? LOL.
My favorite thing about this whole thing was when Tyga was like, how are you getting a $3,000 discount? Give me the hookup. Like, just the way these two bonded was just so beautiful.
I mean, the fact that they both were like, why would I pay child support? LOL. Like, that needs to be in a court record.
Or Rich and Daily merch. But even though Rob claims he has Dream most of the time, the custody agreement says it's not supposed to be like that. Mm. So celeb gossip Instagram account The Neighborhood Talk got a hold of the agreement and shared that the days are meant to be divided between Rob and China.
Yeah, so according to the agreement, Dream is with China Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and they alternate every other week, which... That's like 5 of the 7 days.
I think what it is she gets them first 5, Rob gets them the second 2, and then it switches,
and then he gets them 5,
and then she gets them. I don't know. This doesn't clear it up for anyone.
Well, I think this might be the end of our careers as custody mediators, which is just sad.
That is sad.
But when Neighborhood Talk shared this info on their Instagram, they wrote, y'all need to get off Black China's back. Rob should feel bad for creating that narrative, to be honest. And then China commented on the post writing facts with a prayer hand emoji.
Love a good prayer hand emoji. Mm-hmm. I mean, neither of these two look great, I'm going to be honest. Like,
no.
This is messy and too much so.
No.
We always say, like, as much as we don't want our own children, don't mess up your kids with this stuff.
Well, that's what I mean. I hate when parents are like, it's all I care about is my kids. And then this kind of thing is like, are you thinking about your kids in these situations? Yeah. It feels like it's just trying to get the last shot in. And I don't know that that's the healthiest way to go.
No, not at all. I mean, obviously, it's a lot of he said, she said, which I hate because I want the story.
Yes. Yes.
And like you said, it's a pretty bold move to take the Kardashians to court. I mean, one of them is a lawyer. So
baby lawyer.
I mean, Pete Davidson got the tattoo. That That's it. She's a lawyer.
That is what they're doing instead of the bar these days.
Yeah. Well, it's California. It's very lax over here. But I don't know that China has a great shot. I mean, this is a very powerful family. I don't know. Yeah. I just see Kris Jenner, like, slowly putting her fingertips together and twirling her mustache.
I see her putting on one of those powdered wigs and being the judge. So good luck.
Oh, man. We got a new Tubi series on our hands, folks. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.